Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up? Oh, Jess, you went away.
I went away? Oh my God, my mom's calling me. Stop. No. Why would she call me right now?
Because she knows what's about to happen on today's show.
She probably knew what
she
I was going to
chill. Yeah.
Well,
chill.
The fact that she would call me now knowing that I'm still working, I'm either something's wrong or I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble.
I guess we'll find out.
We,
in minutes.
Hey, just wait and find out, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope you don't think that we work in a broadcast facility that has personalized video cameras for everybody. So basically, if somebody calls Jess, our whole YouTube show shuts down. Okay? So, it's like back in the day when your parents used to pick up the phone when you dial up.
Yeah.
And then the whole internet shut down.
That's it basically, messes up everything.
That's Jess and the cell phone. Hassan is back today as our producer. Welcome, welcome. We got a lot to talk about, man. We're going to get kind of serious later on with Jess in a situation where I don't even know the next step. But when it comes to in-laws, man, like I don't even know how to make them like you. And I don't. We'll get to it later. Mm-hmm. Jess and Hassan went to the Weeknd concert here in Maryland over the weekend. First off, what was that like? Because sometimes when you hang out with coworkers in like a, it wasn't even like a work get together. It was just like two people going to hang out. Mm-hmm. I want to get each other's review of how you felt like the other person was in public. Jess, we'll start with you and how Hassan acted.
No, Hassan should go first.
Why? Is it bad?
No, I just think you should go first.
Okay.
Why me? Okay.
Give us the review of Jess. The first time you've hung out with Jess, you guys were at a concert.
And Garage Boy.
And Garage was, you never met Garage before, had
no,
you?
No, that was the first time I ever meeting him.
All right, so give us the real life Jess and Garage Boy review.
They're sickening. I can't be around them.
Were they bad though?
They were so much in like love with each other. Making
oh
out.
Yeah.
I was just like,
wait,
ugh.
Y'all are making out?
Not really, but like they kissed each other.
Jessica,
and I was like, ew.
No, we don't
stop
make.
Being cute.
No, we don't. We do not make out.
No,
but does he
like,
kiss me a lot? Yeah.
Yes. I was like,
define this kiss.
No.
Like,
we're not making.
Yeah. Like nothing like, not like full blown makeout section. No, I was exaggerating, but like kept pecking each other, like kiss on their cheeks here and there. I was like, stop being in a relationship. Damn it.
Do you feel like,
is it bad? Cause like,
no,
I don't
not really. No,
okay.
No, no.
Like,
just,
okay. Hang
I'm
on.
Just,
no, let me, let's take a step back from that. Just in general. It's a little uncomfortable. I've never noticed it. I don't think Garage Boy does it around me, but like,
no,
it's a little uncomfortable when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
And you're acting
and we're openly loving each other.
It's a little uncomfortable.
How dare we do that?
You don't think it's a little unnecessary in those moments just to like maybe just wait till
absolutely
later?
Absolutely don't touch each other and don't show each other affection.
How many times did you think they kissed through the as long as you were around them? And how long were you with them in general?
I got
You were there with us the whole time. Like Hassan like was with us. Like we were kicking it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long? How many hours? 3 hours, 4 hours?
At least.
Okay. Let's
probably,
say
probably like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Let's say four hours. How many times do you think these two had PDA in those 4 hours? Okay. Honestly, no exaggeration.
Also, when Hassan showed up, we were pretty fucked up.
Okay.
That yeah.
So
six? No, like literally no more than 10 times, honestly.
6 to 10 times. 5 to 10 times.
Yeah.
Twice an hour, we'll say.
Basically, yeah. That's like...
It just doesn't seem necessary. Now, do you think it's because of the alcohol?
It's giving jaded. It's giving angry. It's he giving is. Like hating.
I'm joking.
No, I know you're joking, but I'm saying that to you, Kramer.
It just feels unnecessary.
Because we're not making out like no. He just like.
But you don't do it to him.
Yeah, I mean, I like hug him. I hold his hand. I like.
Yeah, they were holding.
I grab his hands face. Is okay. You yeah. Grab his face. What does that mean?
I don't know. I'll just be like.
I hate you.
I'm just like, hi. I'm just like.
That I did not see. Like, that probably happened before I got there, but I did not see that.
No, I just think there's like times for that, but I feel like when you're with, especially one other person.
Well, we weren't,
technically,
we weren't making
I was
out.
Supposed to be with someone else, but my friends couldn't come because they all got called into work. And the one friend I was going to invite, I thought of last minute, she was supposed to be in town, but she didn't come.
Okay, but
still.
That's
a whole separate
so,
reason.
So how did you feel about it personally,
be
Hassan?
Honest.
Did it like, for like really for real? No, it did not bother me at all. Like I was fine with it. I was just joking, like, oh, y'all so in love, like, oh, stop it, because yeah. I'm not in a relationship. And but it really did not affect
but
me.
Isn't
no,
there some truth to that though? That like
if it was excessive, like more than 10 times, yes, I will agree. But it wasn't. Honestly,
and
it
also,
really wasn't.
And also, it's like never ever making out, no tongue,
no,
like just
no.
Like acknowledgement of the other person. It with just, our mouth.
Do you think
it's
that's
better than other couples that I have seen at concerts? Who
yeah, he's
full
not
blown PDA.
Yeah, he's not
like
putting
yes.
His hand down my pants. Like he's not doing.
I have seen that. I have seen that not. Before. So yeah. Like
garage fingers just right in front of you. You're like, what the?
I
fuck?
Probably
no.
Gonna throw up.
No,
but mm-hmm.
Wait,
they were fine.
Okay, listen, this is how I feel. I feel like especially if it's too, like, for example, Jess and I are going to the Orioles game this weekend. Just be respectful of the situation. Like,
okay.
It's not,
so I
it's
think
not
there's
couples
a difference.
Night.
I also think it's like a difference of like comfortability. Like, obviously, like we were at a concert. We were having a fun time. All three of us were having drinks. All three of us were having like a lot of fun together.
Yes.
And like Hassan and Garage just fucking like immediately homies. You
yeah.
Know what I mean? And
yeah.
So like it
Whoever
was just.
Whoever would have thought I would have been friends with Brandon Urie from Panic at the Disco? Whoever thought that? It's like,
yo,
no, I'm kidding.
You're not the first person that has said that about him.
He does look like him.
Wait, what is it?
Like
Panic at the Disco, the lead singer.
Brandon, he looks like a Filipino version of Brandon Urie.
Garage does?
Yeah, yeah. That's what a lot of people
like.
Say.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I think, and like, yeah, we're having a fun time and stuff like that. And I think he's obviously when he's been drinking and he was like, because we are affectionate sober, but when he's drinking, it's definitely turned up.
Yeah.
But like with you, I don't know. I'll tell him not to fucking touch me
no,
in front of you because
not,
you can't obviously can't fucking
that.
Stand it.
It's just like,
but I also don't even know. I also don't even know if we would do it around you because again, like reading the room, like I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that around you because you hate love.
It just seems unnecessary. It's like save it. Go on a date. If that's what y'all want to do, go on a date.
We are going to hold hands. I'll apologize ahead of time. If maybe he kisses me one time, I'm
one
really
time
sorry.
One time is fine, but six times.
Yeah, and I'll make sure we're standing
well,
behind
that's
you.
A span of 4 hours.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Just, yeah. That seems excessive. Anyway, Hassan.
Sorry
how
that
was,
we like each other.
How was Hassan in public?
So much fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't get weird. Because
no.
I know it's always kind of weird when like you got somebody, especially brand new to the team. Uh-huh. It was a risk. You took a risk by going to especially a drinking event
yeah.
with a coworker and mm-hmm. like, especially as someone that's of authority, right? To go hang out with someone that's brand new. Mm-hmm. Could have been some awkwardness.
We talked about it briefly. Do you remember that, Hassan?
Yeah.
Before I bought you a fucking margarita.
Like no,
really,
this is when I first
so
sat
professional.
Down.
Oh yeah.
This is when
oh,
I first
was
sat
it?
Down.
I'm
yeah.
like, it's blurry. For me, but I made it a point to say it to you, and I was like, I think my intention was before we started having fun was to be like, I want to have fun with you and I love you, but like this can't affect us, like if
oh,
I
yeah,
have
yeah,
to like
yeah.
tell you what to do, but
right.
like is this okay? And you're like, yeah. I was like, okay, cool, like let's
it.
Drink.
So it was funny, I literally sat down with drinks in my hand too, so I was like, it's fine.
Yeah, I was like, is that okay?
I didn't know this was happening, and I went to bed super early on what is it, Friday night, Saturday night, whatever, and I woke up at like 1 o'clock and rolled over and saw a text from Hassan. It was the two of these dummies together, and I was like
it was so much fun. Yeah,
that's good, that's fun. Okay, so we first off, welcome to the show. We didn't even say welcome. This is episode number 85 of Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Thank you so much for being a part of it. You know what I have to do on these milestone, five milestone. They did not want this podcast to happen. Mm-hmm. And now, as of the month of August, this is the number two podcast in the country in Podcast Magazine. The charts just came out again. Thank you for keeping us number two. Amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
Greatest people
Thank
ever.
You.
Thanks for being a part of it.
Ready to go, guys.
I was in Utah over the last week. My question, that I'll lead with a question and then I'll go back and explain. If your friend saw you naked, would you want to know? If your friend saw you naked, would you want to know? Or is it something that you just don't mention in the first place? Okay. So we, I told you it was me and two female friends. One of them I had slept with. So like that's.
This was bound to happen, obviously. Accidentally saw her naked. Shocker.
No, it wasn't her. It was the one I have not slept with.
Great.
Oh.
So we had this weird sleeping situation because we had two beds and a couch. And this whole thing, by the way, and if you wonder how that situation ended up, I slept on the couch one night out of the five, and I had a meltdown the next day while we were hiking because I was so tired. I had like slept like shit in Vegas when we got there. Then we got to Utah. I slept like shit on the couch. I'm like, I have to get some sleep. Like,
oh my
God. It was a three-person fight in the middle of the wilderness.
I would never travel with you.
It was wild. It was so wild. So I wake up obviously earlier than the two of them. They're West Coast time. I'm East Coast time. So I wake up, y'all, and it's like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. And yeah. I spend a lot of time just on my phone just messing around just because there's nothing else to do. So... We'll call her the one I didn't have not slept with.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Girl, y'all sleep. Y'all just be acting like we out here in this world, right?
What do you mean?
Like you're just out here in this world. She's on the. This is the one now that's on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And she had like a tank top on. It was like a. It wasn't like a regular tank. It was like a pajama set.
Yeah.
Like a two piece pajama. But it was almost like it wasn't like a. Bra straps, mm-hmm. but then like a shirt.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, so we wake up and it's early. And like, as I wake up, literally her boob.
Because she was sleeping.
Is out of her shirt.
I fucking told you that when you, this is literally why I fucking told you that they needed the bed because at nighttime they were going to take off her bra. They were going to take off their bras and shit like that. So obviously when she was sleeping on the couch, she didn't have it on and took it off.
And like,
and then because you wake up like a fucking creeper at 1:30 in the fucking morning, she wasn't expecting to have to put her bra on at fucking dawn. She wasn't expecting to fucking do that.
The weird thing about it now
you should have stayed put.
I don't know now because now to her it doesn't make any difference. She doesn't know and none the wiser. I mean, unless
did you tell the other person that you saw?
No, I told no one but you, but the two of you.
Well, don't tell anybody. And now we all know.
You know how I am. We don't share anything personal unless it's in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Good point.
So the question is now: would you want to know? Because I feel. There's a part of me that feels a little...
Dane Cookish.
Yes. A little... feels a little inappropriate.
Yeah.
Seeing your friend's bare breast...
Mm-hmm. When she thought she was in a safe place.
She thought she was safe. And it should have been. And like...
After complying to your bratty ass after your fucking meltdown.
But it's not my fault. It wasn't like I went over and moved her damn boob out of the way to like...
Yeah, you're just waking
why
up.
Why did you go outside the room in the first place?
Because he's a fucking...
Like no, it was one room. It was one room and a bathroom. Okay. So we were all in one cabin.
So you got up to go to the bathroom or you just got
no,
up?
We could all see each other.
Oh, you're just up like a fucking freakazoid. Because he was awake. He was awake, obviously. Like the 3 hour difference.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was already awake. And so I don't know now.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to go back and be like,
hey,
so.
Guess what? Guess what I saw.
Don't do that voice.
Real quick. Would you as a female. Mm-hmm. Would you rather just not know? Yeah. Or like, is it funny or is it creepy? I don't even know what the vibe is right now.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know. I don't even, because then like, that's all she's going to be thinking about the next time you guys are together.
And she's like an A-minus friend. It's not like, I don't think she'd be like, what? You pervert? But like.
No.
How long have you been friends?
5 years? 4 years?
I don't care.
I wouldn't say
she's going to think about it every time she sees you. It's going to pop in her brain.
Because
unwarranted.
Like, have you ever tried to hit on her before?
No. Literally. Never. Completely platonic with this one.
I just don't think you should do it.
So, I was trying to think of this in reverse. Like, if you saw my penis.
Tell me.
I think I would want to know.
Tell me. Does it look good?
Give me some
firm
feedback.
Enough? No.
I would want to know. Like, I see all my friends naked. Well, most of my friends see me naked. This one.
Wait,
I
why?
This,
wait, whoa, whoa, you can't. You why? Can't just fly
just
past
changing
that.
In front
yeah,
of each other.
Yeah, just changing clothes. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Guys, girls,
both.
So, If you didn't expect to see that, because again, if you change it in front of somebody, it's free game. They did not change in front of me. We would all go into the bathroom. I would usually go in the bathroom. They would change in the room.
Right.
It's different, right? Like if you change in front of someone, it's like it's free game. Yes. Right? It's your world.
Your choice.
Right. Your choice. You know that there's at any point I could look at it.
Mm-hmm.
This obviously accidental on both sides.
It's not supposed to happen.
So leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
You don't want to know.
Don't tell her.
She knows now because she listens to the podcast.
Oh, that sucks.
That's what's like.
Do I need to apologize for?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think.
Apologize
for what exactly?
I don't know, man. It just got weird.
I don't think you should apologize. I mean, because like I said, I've been.
No, apologizing for not, instead of actually telling her, she's going to find out this way.
Yeah, this is the way she's finding out.
Okay, yeah, that, yes.
So, but I was like, say sorry.
Seeing her nude, I wouldn't apologize. But I was like, because everyone's seen each other naked. Like, let's be realistic here. But you know what
I've never seen you naked, Hassan.
Breasts look like.
No, but he didn't know what her breasts look like.
So what? But you know what a breast looks like.
Now he does.
Specifically,
apologize.
Now I know.
You know exactly where the areola is.
Say sorry.
Say sorry that she found out this way. Yes, definitely, but not.
And she's never ever gonna go to Utah with you again.
No,
I just feel like
okay. Let's turn this another way.
It won't be the boob situation, but it'll definitely be the meltdown reasoning. They're not gonna go with okay. you again.
Definitely apologize for the meltdown.
I had a meltdown. For sure.
Wait, why? Can you reenact the meltdown?
It was bad.
Please?
Well, That's what I'm more interested in. We were on. You got to keep in mind. So
it's Kramer.
Okay. No. So we fly into Vegas, right? I get in there. I don't think I get to my hotel till like 12:30. I get in my hotel room like 12:30. So this is like 3:30 a.m. our time. Wake up the next day. I'm planning on just relaxing by the pool. There is no relaxing in Las Vegas. There is no relaxing by the pool. It's pool party wildness. I don't get a nap in that day, okay? Because I'm exhausted, but I can't sleep because it's so goddamn loud outside. So then we wake up the next morning. We're out of there by 6:30.
Yeah.
And we do a whole day of either driving and then we hike right after that. Mm-hmm. We go to bed. I'm sleeping on a fucking couch. I wake up the next day. We do a 12-mile hike. Mm-hmm. And probably at mile 8 of like coming back, I'm like, we've all just been bickering. Like, this is so hard. This is hard. It's hot. It's like we're just bickering.
And y'all made the decision to go on this 12-mile hike.
I was the one that got mad because one of them decided to make sandwiches to take on a hike. Here's what you need to know about making sandwiches for a hike. Your bread's gonna get wet. It was a wrap, but like the wrap's gonna get wet. So now I'm hungry. Uh-huh. We have no food. We get there like, and I was like, you brought a fucking wrap? So I'm hangry. It's bad. So that's why I'm like, listen, I'm fucking tired. I need to get some sleep.
Yeah.
I'm going 3 days now with no sleep. Like, I've got to sleep. God. So I got the bed from there on out.
Okay.
But anyway. All right. we're going to get serious because Jess has run into an issue this week that I don't even know how it's supposed to be resolved.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can make in-laws feel any kind of certain way about you except for negative. There's obviously clear ways to make them not like you.
Yeah.
But to like you,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll take a break. We'll come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you worried that Garage Boy's mom doesn't like you? Is that what, like, what's the feel? We'll go back and we'll tell the story. What's the feeling that you have right now?
I think unrealistic expectations.
Okay.
Is that kind of how I'm feeling?
Her expectations are higher than you feel like they should be for you.
I don't know if it's for me, but maybe like the life that she is expecting us to have.
Okay.
You know?
Explain.
So I have shared before that when Garage and I eventually have kids, that his mom was going to move in with us to, you know, aside from like be near her grandchildren and help take care of them and all that kind of stuff, because that's something that she's always wanted to do. She's getting older. She lives by herself in Alaska, has been by herself for a long time, and we do not want to put her in a home, and we want her to be close to us in case anything happens, and we want to take care of her. And that's something that we have discussed, and that was the plan. And recently he had a conversation with her, and she said that, and this was the plan, that like after she retires, this is what was going to happen. And now the conversation has changed to now she wants to move to the Philippines after she retires. And that kind of surprised Garage Boy, because he was like, I mean, obviously, if that's where you want to go, like if that's going to make you happy, fine. But thinking like maybe she assumed that we weren't going to follow through with that plan. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I just am confused as to what changed, you know? And she was like, I just don't know if Jessica and I are going to mesh well together. And this is a surprise to me, because she visited here once, and then obviously we went to Alaska. And both times it was like, it went well.
Yeah. You were genuinely excited, because I kind of, you know me, I thought it'd actually be better radio if you guys didn't get along, but just came in and was literally just like, everything was great. You felt very welcome on every time you go. You felt very welcome.
Yeah. And so kind.
Yeah.
So that's how I took it. And so hearing this was definitely like a shocker to me, and also like made my heart sink a little bit. And I was like, why? And basically, short answer was because she thinks I'm too Americanized. And I feel like, and also this is coming off of a, like she had just gotten back from the Philippines, and I know that her, like what she has always wanted for him was for him to like find some girl in the Philippines. And I knew that in the beginning.
Why do you say that?
I think, well, no, because that's what
she told him.
Yeah. Like, I think like not like directly, but like that it was like a known,
the
like
it's kind of
like, yeah, like okay, kind of like what she expected. And when I hear that, well, first I'm just like, first of all, if I'm Americanized, so is Garage.
I was gonna say, you guys are like two peas in a pod.
Like, yeah. I mean, yeah, you know what I mean? Right. And it's not like he's completely forgotten about, you know, our culture at all. It's not like we're completely like out of pocket or out of touch, but yes, we are Americanized, yeah, you know? And I also was just like, well, what do you mean it's not gonna like mesh well? Or like, what is she thinking, and what is she not gonna be happy with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he reassured me that he just thinks that after her leaving there, obviously she's making all of these comparisons and, you know, like kind of harping on him, like, why don't you talk to our family enough in the Philippines, who like he doesn't even know, all this kind of stuff. And I'm sure like people who are like Filipino or Mexican or like have family from that generation, you can relate to this, to where it's always this like comparison. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing this? All this kind of stuff. All this kind of stuff.
Really quick, what does Americanized mean to you?
It's,
go ahead. I want to hear your perspective.
It's basically like, I know that she was uncomfortable even bringing up moving in with us because she thought I was too Americanized and I wouldn't accept that. Okay. Like I wouldn't, like, because like traditionally, like in the Philippines, all the family like still lives together in the house. Like there's no like moving out.
Not
like,
here.
You just all stay together.
Yeah, we're throwing your ass in the home.
You know?
Yeah.
And like, and my family, you know, and we're not, and I guess, I don't know. It's just, I'm not like, and I'm never going to be that. I'm never going to be like this traditional bride from there, you know?
Do you think it's...
But what
like, what do you think she wants? How do you think she wants you to act?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What do you think?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. And I think maybe it's just because there's certain things I don't know. Like, I don't know how to cook the things that she knows how to cook. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? And so it's just all of that kind of plays into it. And I think maybe also too, dominance. I think there it's definitely, there's no questions. Mm-hmm. Maybe like when she went there, as far as like wives go, it's just like, it's almost like serving in a sense.
Submissiveness.
Yeah. And that's the complete opposite of what I am.
Right. So, I was going to say, I felt like it might be a cultural clash. That's what she might be feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and especially going from one place and then just making all these comparisons to like us. And mm-hmm. I don't know what she has seen on social media as far as like the show and all this kind of stuff. And yeah. I don't know if like that has gotten to her head or anything like that. And I also don't know if this will change, if this is maybe this is what she's saying right now because she just left the trip and the conversation will be different when we're actually there, you know? But I also, it kind of like broke my heart a little bit for him because she's been so far away. And I think, and I've noticed this in my family too, with my Nana, that it's so much comparison on what our extended family is doing or what we're not doing and what other people's families are doing instead of focusing on their relationship with us and how, yes, it's not going to be traditional, but why can't we make it what we want to make it?
Right.
And I feel like she's so focused on the family that's over there that why wouldn't you want to be with us and share that part of his life because you guys have been so far apart for so long.
Almost comparing you guys to how people in the Philippines act.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's her kind of even saying that too as a roundabout way of pushing us instead of saying directly, but like, why aren't we there yet? Like, why aren't you guys married yet? Why aren't you popping out babies yet? I know, like, obviously I'm very career driven. Maybe she's thinking like, well, it's probably not going to happen because that was always the plan. Like once I started having kids, then she would come.
Right.
So maybe that's her way of thinking like, well, when is this going to happen? Maybe I need to make other plans. And maybe she's disappointed that that hasn't happened yet.
Do you think it's because of something you've said before? That we've talked about this before about how you all of a sudden were just kind of like, this is what's going to happen. Like, she's going to move in with you. And at first you were just kind of like, well, hang on. It was almost just like, this is what's going to happen. She's going to move in. That's going to be it. And you kind of had a hard time with that. Do you think she heard that and was kind of like, whoa, I'm thinking of like, why all of a sudden you guys had a great relationship? I wonder if there's anything, I'm just thinking from your side, could you have said something or done something to make her maybe even feel like she's imposing?
Well, I think maybe the Americanized thing could have even come to play when she brought it up to me, you know, and I talked about it a long time ago. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
When it was just her and I at the house, and that was the first time and only time she brought it up when Gerald wasn't there.
Right.
So that alone kind of made me feel a little different in a certain type of way that she brought it up when it was just me and her.
Yeah.
And I wasn't disrespectful at all whatsoever. Like, I just, you know, and I was polite and just, I was like, yeah, you know.
Right.
And I think maybe when I had that conversation with Garage and I was like, hey, if this is what's going on, I understand and I respect it. However, this is a conversation that we have to have.
Sure.
And I know that he went around and was like, hey, you can't just say those things. So maybe she took that as like, I should have just been like, okay, yes.
Right.
Step one, now step two, and there should have been zero pushback when the pushback wasn't me not wanting to take responsibility in taking care of her. That's never been the case. Like, I understand that. You don't have to be traditional to be respectful, right? You know? But the pushback was, communication is huge to me. And I think, and yeah, I mean, we would have to be acclimated.
Right.
And it's not just going to be like, you know, one person says one thing and that's that.
What is Garage saying?
He thinks that Because, of course, immediately I'm like, so she does not like me.
Well,
then,
of course. How
right?
could you not take it personal?
Immediately
it
I'm
wasn't,
like.
And it wasn't even like, you guys are too Americanized. I mean, the fact that she pointed me. You out directly.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like you guys are literally male and female version of each other. But
well, no, not even that. Like, we live in the United States.
No matter what. Right.
We live in the United States. Both of our families came here for a better life. We have that better life now. Like, fuck you for it. Yeah. Like, no, that's not it. You know? Right. He's basically saying like, that's, of course she likes you. I think it's, she's just in her head of going there and seeing that and then questioning like, why isn't our life this way? And just also she's from a different it's also generational, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. some of the comments she was making like are verbatim from my grandparents on both my mom and my dad's side and comments that they've tend to made that they have been making more recently as they've gotten older.
I think no matter what, this is not your problem to solve. I don't think you have anything to say or do in this situation. It's 100% Garage Boy's responsibility to handle this. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should get involved. I don't think you've done anything that would warrant.
Yeah.
Nor do I think you should change who you are mm-hmm. to appease his mother. I think this is something that Garage has got to kind of take by the horns, if you will, and be like, Mom, like, mm-hmm. this is the woman that I love. And like, I love you, Mom. And like, this is kind of the plan that we had. So what changed? Like, what changed?
Yeah.
You know, because if you get involved, I just feel like it's only going to give her another reason to maybe feel a certain way about you. Well, she should have no reason. You've got a perfect track record as far as I know.
Yeah.
And everything was fine until this other trip. So do you agree with that? Do you agree that you shouldn't actually do anything at all?
No.
I think you're looking for a solution, but I don't think you personally can do anything.
I don't know if I'm not looking for a solution. I think it makes me sad because there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
And I know that. And I think what I hate about that comment, Americanized, is no matter what you are, if a language isn't spoken or traditions I'm not aware of or things like that, like love and respect is always the same. And that's something that I have.
Yeah.
And that everybody has. Yeah. And it's frustrating when that is said because like other things can be taught. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure,
other
right.
things, other like whatever.
But at the end of the day too, this is your lives.
Yeah.
She's the bonus. You can't have her dictate what your marriage is going to look like or
no,
how you should act when she, I mean,
no,
to a certain 100%. Level of respect of any human being in your house.
Yeah.
But you can't let her come over here and turn you guys into this strict Filipino family that like you're just genuinely not. It
yeah.
Unless that's what Garage wants to do and you want to do, mm-hmm. it's only going to be disastrous for you guys.
Yeah.
And now picking back off of what you just said, I think that's what she might be thinking. I think that's the realization she's coming to, like, you two Americanized, like, you're not probably not going to want to do the traditions and the culture things that we've done in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that also could have played a part that she just came from the Philippines, so now she's still, she's homesick mostly.
Totally.
So that's probably another reason yeah. why she wants to go back to the Philippines, because she didn't realize how much homesick she was.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe taking it out on you.
Right.
Because you're the innocent bystander.
Or on us, because, like, we were that next step in her life.
So maybe Maybe if she really wasn't as homesick as she was, she'd probably be like, yeah, I could still live with you. But I think her saying, maybe this is her way of thinking, like me saying that, her saying that you two are too Americanized could be an easy out for her to go to the Philippines instead of straight
okay.
up saying,
yeah.
hey, I know I said I wanted to live with you guys, but I kind of miss home.
Yeah.
So I want to go back to the Philippines. That might be her way of scapegoating.
Yeah.
But if it's not, and she really do mean like you two Americanized, meaning that the way she raised her kids is not going to be the way that you raise your kids.
Yeah.
All and right. most parents and grandparents have to realize that the way you raise me, I'm not going to raise strictly verbatim my kids.
Yeah.
I bet literally.
So I feel like that might be also a reason too.
On yeah. our YouTube show, I bet we could, every parent listening could probably say or comment that like,
I was raised a different way and I'm not raised the same way my
yeah,
parents
that your
me.
Parents, I'm sure, had commentary about how you were raising your kids. And
right.
then that's, and you have to realize that's probably going to be a part of your dynamic. Not that you have to do it, but it's probably going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, just from this telltale sign alone.
No, 100%, but that's what I was expecting. But I was also expecting, like, communication and, like, learning.
From her.
Yeah. I was totally expecting that. But that's gonna have to be a two-way street.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
But I do agree with Kramer if she continues with the Americanized trope, there's something that Garage Boy has to deal with. Not alone, but...
Yeah.
If y'all really is a 50-50 relationship, for real, he's going to have to take that conversation, those steps, 80% of the time. Mm-hmm. Like, he needs to do that 80% by himself. Then the other 20% needs to involve you in some type of way. But I agree with Kramer. Garage needs to take control of that conversation if it needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's because you gave her son a blowjob in the garage?
You think she found out, huh?
Probably.
I mean, can you imagine?
If she found out that way, then
it's so, dude, like, yeah. I think she found out. Or she heard me talking about Kourtney Kardashian's vagina the other day.
She's like, that's some American ass shit. We don't get blowjobs in the garage.
Yeah, she's like, who the fuck is this girl?
Can you imagine? Hella traditional. And you're like, oh, let me see who my son's going to marry. This is, let me hear, oh, this is about their relationship. How it's, nope. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think there's much you can do, man. I don't think you should get involved. I think Garage has got to handle this one. But we'll keep us posted because, damn.
See what happens.
All right, we got to go. We got to do an interview. Of all people, Drew Hill we're interviewing. Remember Drew Hill?
No.
Cisco the Dragon?
Oh.
Thong song?
Yeah. I was thinking of...
Let me sing that thong. Yeah.
Anyway, so we got to go. Jess, where do we find you?
Just do it, JESSDUITT on all social and my podcast, Low Key.
I almost called you Garage Boy.
I am black.
Black Garage Boy.
No.
No.
What, Hassan, where do we find you?
At Stan Willie 2 on all social media platforms.
And do you have any air checks, by the way, when you were Stan Willie?
Not aired. I have some on a flash drive.
I want to hear it. Don't you want to hear Stan Willie? I want to hear Stan Willie.
On the country station?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to hear that.
Oh, God.
Bring that in. We'll play it on the podcast. Get an introduction to who Stan Willie really is.
Yeah.
I'm that guy, Kramer. Thank you, by the way, to all of our YouTube friends. Doe Eyes, I see you, Tina. Thank you for coming in. Sorry we didn't really focus much on YouTube, but you can always watch our show live on YouTube around 11 a.m. on Wednesdays, Eastern Standard Time. Okay. Gotta roll. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, YouTube. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.